Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Praise God. We want God to have his way in all of us in this place. We want him to let his spirit, hallelujah, move within the hearts and the lives of his people. Praise God. We need your power. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to walk, oh God, according to your ways to fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for us. We want your anointing, oh God, to flow. Flow, God, through every heart, every mind, every soul, praise God. God wants you in everything we do. God, we don't want to do anything, oh God, that's not pleasing, oh God, in your sight, God. We thank you, Father, now, Lord God. Oh God, for your blessing. We thank you for coming in. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. We thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for everything that you do, God, for everything that you do is good, God. It's all for the glory, oh God, of you, God. Thank you, Father God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. In all of his ways, oh, we acknowledge you, Father, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the master of everything. You are the one that sits high and looks low, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. No other God can compare, oh, God, to you. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough because there's so much. It's not even enough time. It's not enough days. It's not enough months. It's not enough years to give you all the thanks, oh, God, that we have in our hearts. Because we don't know how, God. All we know how to say thank you. Lord, thank you for your people. Oh, God, as they come on tonight to glorify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for your people, God. Oh, God, far and near, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your keeping power upon them, God. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Father God. God, they are in you and we are, and you are in us. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 You're the master. Hallelujah. Oh, you're that good master. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God. He's the one that sits upon a thousand hills. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs, other prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some type of sickness, something that is bothering you mentally. You know, the devil, he tries to mess with us mentally. He tries to mess with our mental capacity. But God, by God's grace, God lifts us above every circumstance. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is just good to his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for what he's doing. Praise God, and everything that he's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I see where he is doing great things. So whatever you may be going through, just call out to the Lord and see won't he won't help you. God, hallelujah, praise God. God's favorites are here to reach out with you. Praise God. We are here to pray you one for another. Praise God. I love it. When God tells us to do something, we want to be obedient to his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God will give us rest from those things when Satan throw his fiery darts. Yes, yes, he will. Praise God. Well, like I said, I'm so glad to be back here with you all. Sorry I missed you all last week. Out of town. Praise God. On vacation. But praise God. God is good. Come back. Took a serious sinus attack. Still haven't shaken it off. The devil trying to continue to hold me fast to it, but I'm telling you, he got to loose me because he can't hold me. I'm in God's hands. I mean, this is the worst sinus attack I've ever had. Praise God. Oh, and they're still trying to hold on, but God say I'm healed by his stripes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am healed. So I'm glad I can talk to you all tonight, because I got to the place, some of you all know this week, I couldn't even utter out a word where you can hear. Oh, but the God is good. God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to ask right now, if there is anybody have a prayer request, do press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to ask Minister Kathy Thorpe, can she pray over the prayer request? Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Kathy Thorpe, can you pray over the prayer request?
God. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Is there any prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any prayer request? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just so happy to be here. Praise God. Just so happy to be in Jesus, is the lady or woman sung earlier. It's just happy to be in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so happy. So happy. Ooh, praise God. When you are happy in Jesus, when the devil throw his dart, you just take your little moonstone and throw it after him, and he can't stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I do see some hands up. Go forth, Minister Sharon. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my aunt, Yvonne Labasi, on the altar.
All right. Aunt Yvonne. All right. The next person is is that Minister Bowman? Go ahead. Minister Bowman?
I'm trying to get that mute. Good evening.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I miss you. Asking prayer for me and my family and the bereaved families, all the funerals that went on this weekend, and pray my friend that God will continue using me to tell the people of the good, bad, and the ugly. Amen.
Amen. All right. The next person is Minister Graham.
Good evening and welcome back, Pastor
Vivian.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Amen. There are a lot of families and individuals that are experiencing mourning, and the nation is mourning as it relates to the shootings and killings in Buffalo, New York. And so my heart has been heavy for Buffalo. And then also I heard something happened at a church with killings in California. So this nation needs so much healing, and that's what I'm going to pray for healing for those who are in mourning, for healing for the nation, and also for healing for those who have health challenges. Thank you. Oh, and my son.
Right.
Yeah, my son, because there is an inmate that escaped from one of the prison systems. So that made it bad for everybody. No, they're not allowed to make any phone calls, and they cannot receive any visits until that young man has been captured again. So thank you for prayer.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Minister Shawanda, go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That was my prayer request, praise God, for the victims in Buffalo, New York. That is what I was requesting for. Minister Bernardo has basically spoken for me. And also
okay.
Just remember my daughter and son. My son has a baby on the way, praying that God would save him and his girlfriend, and that the baby become a normal and healthy, and that my son pursue a better job. Thank you.
All right. And
think the last one I saw was Minister Zadie. Go for it.
I'd like for prayers for the sick and the shut in, for the, you know, for all the people that's incapacitated, whether they home or in an institution, and all the little young babies in there. We're just praying for healing. And I also have a passion for the ones that's deaf and blind and lame. They could be healthy, but still, in, you know, incapacitated by, you know, by these handicaps. Amen.
Amen. Well, go for us, Minister Kathy.
Hey, ma'am, Sister Vivian.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I had pressed one. It didn't come through, huh?
Okay, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
That's
I want to tell you. Yeah. I want to tell you that we've been praying for Sister Bernadette Burden and the Burden family. But Bernadette, she just slept away last night, her brother told me. So I would like to lift up the Burden family, Derek and his mom. I would like to lift them up and can lift up Forsyth County Church, because the whole church is upset. We know she got to pass, you know. We know we got to pass that way. But they was so faithful in the church.
Yeah.
She was. She was 5 years and didn't take a nickel out of the office. She didn't want nothing.
Yeah. All right. Okay, go for it. Is there anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think that's it, Minister Kathy.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before your throne of grace, oh God. Father, we come to give you praise and glory and honor. We come to worship you, oh Father God, and to make our request known. Oh Father, as the different ones have come forth with prayer requests for family, for the bereaved, for sick and shut in, oh God, for loved ones that are behind the prison bar. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just come and we lay all our cares upon you, because you said in your word that you would give us rest. So Father, look upon these individuals, oh God. Look upon our families, oh God. Look upon our nation and our leaders of this country and leaders in the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, oh God. You're doing something new in the land, oh God, and we just surrender it all over to you. We ask for discernment and keenness, oh God, that we can see and hear beyond the natural into the supernatural, to hear the directions and the directives that you are giving, oh God. So for that word, oh God, that you would have one of these dear ones to impart upon some of these that have reached, oh God, and some that are just going through various things, oh God, that they will hear from you and breathe forth the word that you would give them in the due time and in due season, oh God. That'll be just what your people need to hear, oh God, that even as they minister to them, oh Lord. Then, Father, we ask that you will bring forth praise reports, oh God, because we know, oh God, that you're still performing miracles and wonders in the land, even today, oh God, you are. So, Lord, let them come forth praise report of what the Lord has done. Oh, God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, and we're thanking you for what you're going to do. We thank you for praise reports come forth about healing in the body and how the family that was bereaved but became comforted by Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit visited them. By those that are in behind the prison bar that's being cut off from loved ones and family members, oh God. Father, expose the secret and the hidden thing. Oh God, expose where the escapee is, oh God. And you can have them back behind the prison bar by this evening. And those that are behind the prison bar will be able to unite once again with family and friends. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those that were affected by the shooting in Buffalo, New York, oh, God, at the supermarket. Oh, Father, he said, the many lives that were lost, oh, God, the much grieving, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that was fueled by hatred. Father, for you are a God of love. And we bind Satan on every front. In the name of Jesus, we lift up those who are grievous because of the law. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see every secret and hidden thing, oh, God. We lift up this nation before you. We lift up the leaders of this country before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we lift up this pandemic that continues to spiral out of control, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we know that you can have it all in control, oh God. Send forth your word. Send forth your anointing. We thank you for every angel that's out here on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy Hart. God bless you. Sister Shawanda, could you give us a praise song, please?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh. Let it rise. Let the peace of the Lord rise among us. Let the peace of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let the love of the Lord rise among us. Let the love of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. I'm just so glad tonight and this month we've been talking about women. We've been talking about women of the Bible, but, you know, the women of the Bible is for us to know them in a special way. We as women to search ourselves and see, do we have some of these familiar traces? What happened back then truly is going on now, praise God. So we know that women, praise God, some of them, you could give a big hug. Others you will admire. and few you'll probably run away from because they were so mean and evil. So we have to search ourselves. What part do you fall into or have fallen into or will? Praise God. I pray that you are walking in the fullness of Christ, as some of them did, praise God. Women from the Bible are there for us to know them and to see where we fit in along the way. So the lady that we want to talk about tonight is Abigail. Abigail. How much do you know about Abigail? A-B-I-G-A-I-L. Abigail. Her name means my father is joy. Praise God. Abigail was a generous, quick-witted, and wise. She is one of Bible's great peacemakers. Now, is there, you know, I said we have to check ourselves. Are we a peacemaker? As we look at this woman's life, can we say our life, our role in life fits up like Abigail? Her sorrow was to have been mismatched in marriage to her first husband. Now, you know, some of us can have some bad and mean old husbands, and some of us can have some good husbands. I said when I got started, search and see how much this fits in today's life. Her joy was that God used her to save lives, eventually making her the wife of David. And we're going to go from Samuel, 1 Samuel 25, 2 through 42. She had a blockhead, numbskull, non-competent. The words strike both harshly and harmoniously. But any woman married to a man worthy of such labor would have little to laugh about. He was a hard-headed man. Hallelujah. Abigail must have felt sophisticated, having been paired with such a husband. Her father may have thought the wealthy Nabal a catch a little, realizing the man's domineering attitude might one day endanger his daughter's well-being. But fools often keep close company, as Abigail soon discovered. For some time, Abigail had been hearing of David, his encounter with Goliath, his rooted good looks, his powerless in battle, his wrath with King Saul. Recently, he had become her near neighbor in the desert of Maon, west of the Dead Sea, where he was taking refuge from Saul. Since David arrived with 600 men, Mary Mavis kept clear of her husband's livestock, and Nabal's flocks prospered as a result. I'm getting over here about this woman. Just hold on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when David sent 10 of his men to ask Nabal for provision, Nabal, who had grown richer by the day, thanks to David, nearly spit in their faces. Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where? Rich though he was, Nabal had just foolishly insulted the region's most powerful men. Aware of their danger, one of the servants ran quickly to Nabal, begging her to intervene. As Nabal's wife, she must have suffered his arrogance every day of her life. But this time, his folly jeopardized the entire household, wasting no time and without a word to her husband. She loaded a caravan of donkeys with gifts for David and his men and took them to David's camp. As soon as she saw him, she fell to the ground to his feet, making one of the longest speeches by a woman recorded in the Bible. "My Lord," she pleaded, "let the blame be on me alone. Who want to take the blame when your husband do wrong or somebody else do you wrong? Who wants to take the blame?" This woman, she pleaded, "Let me take the blame. May my Lord pay no attention to the wicked man, Nabal. He is just like his name. His name is fool, and folly goes with him. But as for me, your servant, I will not see the man my master sent. Give your servants offense, for the Lord will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my master, because he fights the Lord's battle." David was one that fought the Lord's battle. He wasn't an angry and bitter and fighting man. I know coming up, I know men always got in fights. Even when they were grown, I'm not talking about young. They just had some mean men. Hallelujah. She says, "Please forgive your servant offense, for the Lord will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my master, because he fights the Lord's battle. Let no wrongdoing be found in you as long as you live. Even though someone is pursuing you to take your life, the life of my master will be bound securely in the bundle of living by the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies he will hurl away as from the pocket of a sling." And David did. David reached in his pocket and pulled, you know, from his pocket five smooth stones and hurl them and bust them. And you know God is giving that today. He said, we don't have to fight the battles. He'll fight for us. But all we got to do is use our sword. That's all us women have to do. We can pull our sword, my God, hallelujah, and let the word of God fight every battle. All that we got to do is keep the faith and let God do it. Praise God. This woman was determined to work for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let no wrongdoing be found in you as long as you live. Praise God. Even though someone is pursuing you to take your life, the life of the master will be bound securely in the bone of the living for the Lord your God. Hallelujah. As long as you live for the Lord your God, God is going to fight them battles for you. Praise God. You don't have to fight. You don't have to kill. You know, I've been kind of watching the Johnny Depp story and Miss Hurst. These people are rich. One is fighting the other. And I say, Lord, if they only knew you, they wouldn't be going this way. But they got so many problems. I never seen such a rich person have so many problems. There's so many drugs, so much of all kinds of drugs, so much fighting. I don't know whether y'all have kind of looked. I didn't keep up with it all, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to end up. So this is a crazy story with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Sin is eating both of them up until they turn to Jesus. One is saying the undid something, the other one said the other. They won't let God be God in their lives. These last words, of course, reminded David of his success against Goliath, erasing his anger and enabling his gracious reply. Please be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day. David blessed her for sending, for coming and keeping him, praise God, from all the bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. Thank God he didn't use his hand. I'm saying you don't have to use your hand because God will fight for you. You don't have to kill nobody. You don't have to put forth a finger at nobody. Praise God. All you got to do is fall on your knees, call upon Jesus, and watch him work it out. Praise God. If you had not come quickly to meet me, not one male belonging to Nabal would have been left alive by daybreak, she said. In addition to saving lives, Abigail's wisdom has spared David from sinning, reminding him that vengeance belongs only to God. And that's what we have to remember. We don't have to fight. We don't have to destroy nobody's character. Vengeance belongs to God. After her encounter with David, Abigail went to Carmel, where Nabal had been shearing his sheep and celebrating his good fortune. Her husband, Nabal, was one of them men, high up there, got money in his, got money in his pocket, bragging and all that kind of stuff, All his good fortune. But you know what the Bible say about fortune and fame? Praise God. Once again, she found him playing the fool, obviously to danger he was drunkenly presiding over a festival banquet like a great king. She waited until morning when he was sober to tell him what had happened. As soon as Nabal heard the news, his heart fell. 10 days later, he was dead. God will fight your battle. Arrogant, greed, and selfishness had conspired to rob Nabal of any good sense he might once have possessed, thinking himself a great man when he was only a small one. He lost everything. Abigail was Nabal's opposite, a woman whose humanity, faith, generosity, intelligence, and honesty made her wise. You can be the smallest person. God will see the wise, make you wise, praise God. Rather than putting others at risk by an uncovered tongue, her gracious words saved her. Few husbands and wives were ever so ill-suited as the other. When David heard the news of Nabal's death, he sent word to Abigail, asking her to be his wife. My Lord, this time it was Abigail's choice whether or not to marry. She accepted becoming David's third wife and eventually the mother of the second, Kileb. Unlike Michal, who had been a mere pawn on a chessboard, Abigail was a woman who rose above her circumstances to change the course of events. Though Scripture doesn't offer details of her daily life, it is logical to suppose she was a good wife to Nabal. Even her entreaty to David was the act of good wife. Perhaps her virtues were not inborn, but developed in the midst of difficult marriage, or perhaps her marriage was actually a catalyst for her character, helping her to cultivate contrasting virtues of Nabal's vices. Regardless, through her quick-witted action, she spared her husband's life and goods. It was God, not Abigail or David, who paid Nabal back for his arrogance and greed. Praise God. But her prayer was, we have to pray, women of God. David said to Abigail, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for all your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day, from Abijah myself with my own hand. 1 Samuel 25:32-33. Praise God. Hallelujah. For calling you to be a peacemaker in your family and neighborhood and the world. Are we going to be peacemakers in our families? Peacemakers. Praise God. Abigail was. Our, can we be thankful to God for every challenge that we face in our marriages? Learn how to challenge and be overcomers in our marriages. Praise God. Confess any bitterness that you may have abhorred about your marriage. Anything. And I've heard some women say, I've had such a bitter marriage. I am scarred. I am scarred. So it, and some say it left scars. It was such a bitter matter. Some that has gone through divorces that I talked to, they are broken and hurt on the inside, praise God, from scars in marriage. Because we have arrogant man that wants to, how can you say it, be over which man is the head, but not to abuse headship is what I'm saying. When a man abuses headship and not recognize what a gift that he has, we are to ask God to use your relationship with your husband to strengthen your character and to increase your faith. If you haven't yet made a commitment to pray daily for your husband, do it today. Set aside a few minutes to surrender your marriage to God. Everybody should just go to a little secret place for about 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and say, Lord, I have a good marriage, and I surrender it to you. And if you don't have a good marriage, this is the time. Then you should go and surrender your marriage to God. Just give it all to him. Give it all. Give it all. Some of us have good marriages. Some of us does not. And we have to pray for the others. But we still can't get the big head. We got to surrender our marriage and say, thank you, Father. Because this is what the Father wants us to do, to give thanks in everything. Praise God. Specifically asking him to bless our spouse. Try to refrain from focusing on your own laundry list of complaints and instead pray for the needs you know that your husband or your wife has. Pray for the needs. Praise God. Ask God to shape your marriage relationship and use it for his purpose. His purpose. Not what you want to do. You know, we can go and we can start praying, God, I want you to do this for me, and Lord, do this for me. And no, it ain't about you. It's about your spouse. Or what you think about me. I need prayer. If you pray for him, God, go. You know, I always say this. God said it. Whatever we do, do it all unto the glory of God. If you pray for somebody else, God going to take care of yours. Praise God. Relinquish any desire that you may have to control your husband. Don't be a controlling woman. Just running over it. Don't let him have a say-so. That man, praise God, acknowledge that one wonderful gift that he has to walk alongside of him. Praise God. God, ask God to work in his life, for help in forming habits. Any habits that's forming, ask God to remove the habits. He might be a drinker. He might be a smoker. He might be a curser. I don't know what it might be. He might stay out with the boys. But anything that will cause a hindrance in your marriage, just go and bring it before the Lord. How many times you got to do it a day or once a week or once a day, however you have to do it. Us women should take a role like Abigail. She was wise but submissive. She really took care of her home, and she looked out for the life of others. Praise God. What an amazing story tonight on Abigail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I am so glad, praise God, that anybody having a comment on this amazing story, do press 1 right now and go forth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we don't have a comment on Abigail. Praise God. Well, next week we will do another one. We will do one all this month since we are in the month of May. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever, and we are women. We're going to learn how to have such a quiet, sweet, meek spirit, praise God, to love God with all our heart and obey God according to his word, praise God. Oh, God's word is there to steer us now. God's word is there to help us. God's word is there, oh, God, to encourage us all the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am so grateful. Well, tonight, we want to let you know, praise God, be back here with us next Sunday night at the same time with Minister Zadie on Saturday night at 8 o'clock and with Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Praise God. Just don't forget that we are going in 4 or 5 other countries, praise God, and being heard. We thank God for that, for the radio program that sends us our messages into other countries. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank each one of you. Bless you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause the faith to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Continue to pray for me in this sinus. I don't want it to kick back in, that's for sure. Praise God. But continue to pray for my sinuses. Praise God, hallelujah, that they get completely clear, because the devil is a liar, and I don't give nothing to him. Nothing about us belongs to the Lord, hallelujah, but to the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. He is our helper. He's our strength. He's our leader. He's our guide. Praise God, hallelujah. And we will bless the Lord at all times, and his mercy shall continue to be in our mouth. Praise God. You all be blessed, and I'll see you next in, if the Lord say the same, if it be the Lord's will. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.